I call to order the meeting of the Berkeley Lakes City Council on June 20th, 2019, and note for the voice record that every city council member is present, that our assistant city attorney is present, and that our city administrator and deputy are here, and two members of the public. Do I hear a motion regarding the agenda that has been presented?
I move to accept the agenda as submitted.
Okay, Rodney moves. Do I hear a second?
I second that.
Kip seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you. That's unanimous. I would note for the consent agenda that we have the following items there that have been shared publicly already. The minutes from the May 16th, 2019 council meeting, the financial reports from April of this year, unaudited, the operations activities report from May of this year, the dam inspection report by Piedmont Geotechnical Consultants, the employee handbook update, the holidays policy, and the building inspection report. Do I hear any motion regarding the consent agenda as it has been presented?
I make a motion that we approve all items on the consent agenda.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, Bob moves, Rebecca seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you, that's unanimous. Under old business, we had talked before about the solid waste commercial collection hours and dumpster labeling. Pat, would you review that for us, please?
Yes. Due to past issues with violations of the noise ordinance, our current solid waste vendor was ordered by Judge Barrett to to label dumpsters located within 900 feet of R100 property with language reminding their employees of the hours during which the dumpsters could be emptied. O-19-223 is an amendment that will add a similar requirement to the solid waste ordinance, regardless of vendor. And this amendment is now available for second read and adoption consideration.
Do I hear such a motion?
I'd like to make a motion to place O-19-223, an ordinance to amend solid waste commercial collection hours and dumpster labeling, to repeal conflicting ordinances, provide an effective date, and for other purposes, on second read and adoption.
Do I hear a second?
I second that motion.
Okay. Scott moves, Bob seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you. That's unanimous. Our repeal on restrictions of happy hour promotions and sales. Tom, talk to us about that, please.
O-19-224 is a measure which, if approved, will allow Berkeley Lake restaurants to compete on a more level playing field with restaurants in nearby jurisdictions where similar code changes have recently been approved. The amendment is available for second read and adoption consideration.
Do I hear a motion in this regard?
I'd like to make a motion to place O-19-224, an ordinance to repeal restrictions on happy hour promotion and sales, to repeal conflicting ordinances, provide an effective date, and for other purposes on second read and adoption.
Do I hear a second?
I second that motion.
Okay, Rebecca moves, Scott seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you, that's unanimous. The next item is our appointment for Planning and Zoning Commission. I propose the appointment of Rand Kirkus to the Planning and Zoning Commission. If approved, he would replace Neil Schapp, who recently resigned to become a member of the Gwinnett County Zoning Board of Appeals. Do I hear a motion regarding confirmation of Rand?
I move to appoint Rand Kirkus as a member of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Do I hear a second?
I second that motion.
Okay, Chip moves, Bob seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? All opposed?
Opposed.
Okay. All right, the motion passes. And with four yeas and one nay.
No.
Two. No. Three and two.
Three and two.
Oh, okay, sorry. I need to get my glasses straight then, sorry. Okay, new business, changes to fee schedule, media production permitting. Do we have a motion in that regard?
Yes, I'd like to make a motion to ratify an earlier decision to allow the city administrator to use his discretion to reduce the residential media production permit daily use fee for preparation and strike days by 50% off the standard rate.
Do I hear a second?
I second that.
Okay, Scott moves, Rebecca seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you, that's unanimous. Do we have any other motion that needs to be made in this regard? Okay.
Yes. I'd like to move to set the residential media production permit daily use fees, media production permit daily use for residential filming and taping at $5,000 a day, and media production permit daily use for residential prep strike for filming and taping at $2,500 per day, and to rescind the city administrator's discretion to reduce any of those fees for any permits not already in process.
Okay. Do I hear a second to Chip's motion?
I'll second that motion.
Okay. Chip moves, Rodney seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you. That's unanimous. Do we have any public comments? Hearing none, I would entertain a motion for adjournment.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were still talking about the previous, but I have a comment.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Ray. That's all right.
My name is Faye Harwell, and I live at 381 Lakeshore Drive. I came before you in 2018 with photos of erosion in the gully area owned by Ryerson Blue Ridge Industries. This large gully area channels stormwater runoff into the pipe under PIB, which flows into the retention pond at 377 and 381 Lakeshore Drive. Presently, the retention pond is doing its job well. Sediment is remaining in the pond. But in the long run, the real problem to solve is minimizing the runoff and sediment from Ryerson and Peachtree Corners. We are making progress, very, very, very slow progress, because the difficulties involve multiple jurisdictions and private property. We appreciate Lois and Pat's support and guidance. At present, our goal is to concentrate our efforts on the Berkeley Lakeside. We are asking the county to clean out the pipe, which is currently half full of sediment, remove silt, and add riprap to manage the siltation on our side. An investigator has met with us, and the county is currently looking at the pipe issues from different angles, both on our side and on Peachtree Corners' side. Soon we will meet with Ryerson, who owns approximately one-third of the retention pond, to explore inexpensive solutions such as vegetative strips to slow the water and manage the area to be a more functioning area. It is a very difficult problem. I would appreciate any suggestions you have, any big ideas, anything that would help us move the process along. Thank you.
Thank you, Yvette. Any other comments? Okay, hearing none, I would entertain a motion for adjournment.
Madam Mayor, I move to adjourn this session.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, Rodney moves, Chip seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you, that's unanimous.